In this article by China New Asia, Singapore first private assisted living project target upper middle class with 5-star services. As reported, staying in one of the 200 apartments spread over 10 blocks costs anywhere from $8,900 to $17,000 a month, depending on room type and the level of required care. This only set me thinking, what kind of retirement village or apartment they are made widely available in Singapore? Well, one project come to my mind. This is none other than the 281 units, the Hillfort, which is located along Jalan Jurong Kechil. I can still recall back in 2014, when these 60 years, this whole project was put up for sale. It was snapped up like hotcakes. Since there are no age limit, everyone can basically buy to stay or even invest in. So far, there are 158 profitable transactions. Or simply put it this way, close to half of the units have changed hands. Return is only so-so. As long as you hold it from launch, you will most likely make some pocket money. Here, I've never been inside this resort, but I got a feeling it seems to be a little too cold than usual just by looking from the outside and walking around the neighborhood. There are also some retails and F&B retailers on the ground floor. Has it been successful as a retirement village so far? Well, I leave it to you to interpret that. For me, I think the best form of retirement are still HDB flats. Whether is it a HDB resale flat, or a flexi flat, or the community care apartment, as long as it's a HDB design flat in a neighborhood setting, there is usually some communal facilities, from car parks to fitness corners to void decks. There's even a senior center located below this block. Such flats must be near to the polyclinic, hawker center, and MRT station, and most importantly, in a very familiar setting. I think this is very important for a senior to age in place. Here, I don't think we need to look too far for a retirement village or such. The best retirement apartments is right in the heart of 80% of Singaporeans. Anyway, do you know that there are these active aging centers all around HDB estates? They provide a suite of services which include activities to keep seniors engaged within the community, befriending services for vulnerable seniors who require additional social support, and even learning a language, which I'm currently attending in a AAC. They are free and open to all seniors above 60 years old. Come, let's be active and be involved.